continue with today's conference call. We're pleased to be joined by Eastern Michigan head coach Chris Creighton. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for your time, and certainly Saturday with the 43-14 setback against Buffalo after getting back to your office and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Eagles.
That was a bad day for us. No question. Buffalo had a great plan on both sides of the ball and outplayed us. So it was a long, hard day for us.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Creighton and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Early in the game, you guys got off to the 7-0 lead and made a big play. And defensively then, Buffalo had the safety, and it seemed to just kind of change the momentum. Just talk about some of the early success you had, and then that safety that kind of changed momentum early in the contest.
We needed to have win the battle of field position, you know, all day, and we just didn't ever. And that would be, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams. We needed to give those guys long fields and really win the field position battle, and you know. It was an awesome goal line stand, but then we just couldn't get it out when we got the ball over, you know, on the 1 yard line. Then we started another drive early on there on the 5 yard line, had some major punt issues with dropping the snap, and then you know just shanking one out of bounds. So we just really failed to execute, you know, our game plan, our overall game plan of trying to do a good job of field position.
Specifically with the offensive struggles in the second half, talk about some of the challenges you had, and obviously quarterback Mike Glass going down and having to bring in Preston Hutchinson and kind of evaluate the play of both quarterbacks.
Yeah, we didn't play very well anywhere. So that makes it tough. You know, I mean, Mike threw some good balls early, and they played good defense, broke some things up, and had a drop or two. And then, you know, Preston, when he came in, we were just no more effective when Preston came in.
As you transition to this week and obviously not playing again until next week, Tuesday, the 12th, with these couple extra days, does it come at a good time for your Eagles to kind of take a day or two to kind of just pause? And where do you see that extra time and how it might help you in your program?
Oh, yeah, no, it comes at a good time. You know, we've had a couple of really, really difficult losses different ways. You know, after a big win over Western and then, gosh, a really hard loss, Ball State, you know. So, man, we're in the MAC, and the MAC's kicking our butt right now. And so we'll have a couple days to regroup. And I think we've got a guaranteed maybe 24 days left together if we don't really go on a run. So we're going to regroup and refocus and really try to finish strong.
Obviously, Saturday's contest didn't go well the way you wanted it. What is your message to your team this week?
Just what I just had said. You know, we've got about 24 guaranteed days left. We've shown, you know, this year that we're capable of playing some pretty good football. You know, we've also shown that we're capable of you know, not playing up to, you know, what we've created our standard to be and what we're capable of. And so, you know, I really challenged the seniors, you know, with leading these guys for the last 3 weeks and, you know, playing some of our best football, which I just really believe that we're capable of. And, you know, if we're able to take one day at a time and one game at a time, you know, there's still some, you know, pretty neat things that can happen.
Senior wide receiver Matthew Sexton obviously continues to bring and showcase big play ability. He did it with the 80-yard touchdown. Just talk about what he brings to your offense and what he means to your team?
Yeah, like most, you know, four-year guys. I mean, he just had him his entire career, and he is a tough nut. He is really fast. Loves football. Loves this team and the program. And is a guy that you can count on, you know, to give you everything he has every week. And he's got some ability and really competitive. Love having him on our team.
Well, Chris, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your week. And we will talk to you again then next Monday morning in preparation for the Akron contest, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Again, for Chris Creighton and his Eastern Michigan Eagles coming off the 43-14 loss against Buffalo in that contest again. Offensive wide receiver Matthew Sexton in that game, 3 receptions for 86 yards and 1 touchdown. Again, a career-high 80-yard touchdown reception, which was the longest play from scrimmage for the Eagles this season and also was the longest play in the 50-year history of Reinierson Stadium, edging the 79-yard touchdown completion 79-yard completion by Charlie Batch against Akron back in 1997. And again, for Eastern Michigan, they will be off this week, again in the transition before midweek football. And their next game will be a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, November 12th, with a road game at Akron. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPNU.